Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week, in the case of Greece v. Galloway, the United States Supreme Court upheld the right of town councils and other government entities to open their meetings in prayer, and more importantly, ruled that governments and courts could not force chaplains to open meetings with non-sectarian prayers. This was a huge victory and piggybacks on the 1983 decision in March v. Chambers that said legislative prayers were permissible. Justice Kennedy, writing for the majority, said that when the town council in Greece, New York, opens its meetings with prayer, it is acknowledging the central place that religion and religious institutions hold in the lives of those present. Given the court's decision in March v. Chambers, the ruling in Greece wasn't particularly surprising. What was surprising was the backlash by those across the nation who see public prayer in government meetings as a threat to the framers' intent in the First Amendment. One of those was former Montana Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson, who regularly used to take groups like the Montana Family Foundation to task for injecting our religious beliefs into public policy. He penned an article that ran in the Missoulian on May 1st, 5 days before the Supreme Court handed down the Greece decision, but the article was timely and the arguments were on point. In it, he lays out in scholarly fashion the reasons that he believes the National Day of Prayer is an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. As one would expect, the article was well-written, meticulous, and devoid of emotion, almost like a court opinion, but it only gives us half the story. For the rest of the story, we need to read an article that he wrote the following week in response to the Supreme Court's decision in Greece. It was written for the American Constitution Society's blog and is entitled, "I Will No Longer Stand for Prayer." It begins, quote, "I am a non-believer. I became one late in my adult life because I was disgusted with the hypocrisy of religion in general, and with the Catholic Church in particular. My decision was grounded in more hours of study and contemplation than I care to estimate. I do not believe in, much less pray to, any God." End quote. In that simple statement, Justice Nelson gives us a glimpse into his worldview, a worldview that shapes his opinions on life, morality, public policy, relationships, and society in general. And that's fine. Everyone has a worldview. The problem is when judges allow their worldview to influence their decisions. We call it judicial activism. A judge unilaterally imposing their worldview on the rest of society, couched in high-sounding legalese in the form of judicial opinions. This is a direct threat to our representative form of government, and we're seeing it increase at an alarming rate. Many of these decisions are in effect law, and laws should only be made by a direct vote of the people or by their representatives in legislative chambers. The court should not act as a super legislature to award by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus. The decision in Greece v. Galloway is certainly a victory to be savored, but the issue will not go away. There are those in power who want to impose a secular humanist worldview on the rest of America. History proves time and again it doesn't work. Just ask the people of North Korea. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.